welcome everybody here tonight to a special meeting. We'll have a couple of the formalities of a normal meeting tonight, but we appreciate all the support. We are going to have a approval of the agenda before we get started. The agenda's in front of you, and I'd accept a motion at this point. Thank you, Sue, in a second, please.
Second.
Thank you, Terry. Are there any public comments before we dive into this meeting? We have some public who would welcome you. Okay, with that, I'll turn some time over to Glenn Schmidt, who is the Audit Committee Chair for the consideration of the 2021 financial audit. Would you?
So, good evening. The Audit Committee met a couple weeks ago, together with Curtis and Todd and the auditors, and went over the financial report, and we're happy to report that everything is going well, and the report has no issues with it. And we'd like to have it in front of you and present that, and just to let you know that everything is well. We're under budget, we're within budget. No issues were found by the auditors. They helped a little bit. We feel really good working with them. They did a good, thorough job. And we could have some explanation. I don't know, Curtis, if you want to explain or if you want to just come up real quickly and just review quickly. We don't want to take a lot of time with this, but pretty straightforward.
This is the first time an audit report's been done at the birthday party. So thanks for having me. The page that I'll just go over is the one page. The Audit Committee asked me to just kind of summarize everything we do in one page. So the financial statements is the work of Todd and Chris and their team. The one page summarizes our report. As has been mentioned, we audit the financial statements, issue an unmodified opinion or a clean opinion, best opinion that we can give, that your financial statements present fairly in all material respect the positions of the district. What that means is you can rely on the information presented to make decisions. We also perform a single audit or an audit of your federal awards and issue an opinion on those. You can see the federal transit cluster is what we looked at there and issue an unmodified opinion that the scheduled expenditures of federal awards is presented fairly, as well as your compliance related to that. It is in compliance in all material respects. Finally, we issue an opinion on state compliance. The state auditor issues an audit guide that outlines specific state compliance audit requirements that we have to look at, and we issue an unmodified or clean opinion, the best opinion we can give on all three of those reports. That was very fast. Any questions? Happy birthday.
Thank you, Glenn, and all members of the Audit Committee. We appreciate your service.
We do have one more.
Yes.
You want to talk about the assignment?
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, you'll notice on the report, if you turn to page 9, that it shows down in the fund balance area, it shows an assigned portion for $12,500,000. And this is, as we've done previous years, we've created an assigned portion. We have the fund balance. And that is the portion that we want to have in there for future capital needs. Part of this is used for the matching on the grants, the large grants that we're using for the new facility. And we just would recommend that we have that $12,500,000 as assigned this year, and we just need to have a vote on that. And we'll, Patrick, if you want to call for a vote on that. Are there any questions?
would accept a motion from someone to adopt the $12,500,000 into the budget as presented. In a second, please.
I'll second it.
Okay. Holly's going to second it. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
If there's any declines, please let me know. No? Thank you. Thank you. All right, Glenn, thank you for making that presentation. Thank you to the auditors and those who participated on the audit committee. We'll now move on to a presentation on the 30 years of service tonight. We'll start with Mike Arnold, who was one of the founding board members, who's going to talk to us about the original vision of the board. Mike.
So I sat down last weekend and wrote a bunch of notes, and then I read through the notes, and that took 15 minutes to read it. So not too much. So I'm getting the cliff notes here myself. Just a little history first. In the late 1980s, and you've got a history sheet there. I'll give a little more detail. In the late 1980s, in the city, a ballot issue appeared. I think it was 88. And the ballot issue was to have UTA come up and run a service here and have a 4% sales tax on that. I think the city of Logan voters wisely voted that down, and then the Citizens Committee, as it notes on there, kind of went door to door to try to gauge the public support. The one thing we noticed, actually it was a countywide ballot issue. Logan City was the only one that actually had a majority of people that voted for it, but it got voted down on the UTA proposal. And so the Citizens Committee for the next year or two went around and tried to gain public support in Logan City itself and getting that back on the ballot for a local service that would be run local. And so that got put on the ballot in 1990. It was approved overwhelmingly. I think it was, I don't remember the details, but 60-something percent of the people voted for it, which I thought was pretty good. And then this Citizens Committee, I was looking to see if anybody was here that was on that committee originally, but that Citizens Committee wound up becoming the advisory board for the Logan Transit District now that it was passed. And we spent, the tax started getting collected in 1991. And so for a year there, we collected the tax so we could purchase buses and get going on everything. And during that time, we met, hi, Jay. Jay was the founding board member, so I can bring her. We met, I would say, on average, probably two or three times a month, maybe twice a month, to come up with the details. This red and green that's on your tables, or green and blue, that was us. And I remember spending a good hour arguing about graffiti on the logo back then on the LTD logo. But that's, we had to come up with what kind of buses would we have? How many should we have? Where would the bus stops be? All the little details that we had to work out. And while we were waiting for the funds to accumulate during that year. And then a year, 30 years ago today, was the day we started, obviously. And we hired a general manager during that time also, Mike Doonchester. And it was nice having Mike on board because Mike was really good. He brought expertise, and we were all just winging it up to that point. We really didn't know anything about running a bus system, and so it was a great help having Mike on board. One of the things that we did as far as the vision goes of this is, I don't know, Jay, if you remember this, but we were all given a piece piece of paper, a blank piece of paper, and it was an exercise. We were to write down our ideal bus system. And I have no idea where those are today, probably long gone, but...
They all came true.
Yeah, actually, more than. But some of the things were clean buses, inside and out, courteous drivers, the no fare system, that's kind of where, or the fare free system, that's where that kind of the genesis of that was. And some of those principles that we that were set down 31 years ago still are in place today. That we're fare free. I think our buses stay fairly clean. And so I guess, you know, the question, did it work out? Obviously, we know within 5 years we had a million boardings, which I was way beyond what we ever dreamed of. And then about in the eighth year of our existence, that's when the county, the other communities, we put it on their ballot, or they did. And that was voted on, quarter cent sales tax to create the Cache Valley Transit District. And then, of course, some years later, we merged the two systems together. And I think in 2011, we hit 2 million boardings, which was pretty impressive. Again, way beyond what we ever dreamed of. I'm sure each of us on the Citizens Committee 30 years ago had our own ideas about what we would like to see vision-wise in this transit system. But the reality over the past 30 years has greatly gone past anything we ever envisioned. The type of system that we run, I think that's evidenced by the awards that the system has received, by the accolades that we get. And I think the Cache Valley Transit District is the crown jewel of Cache Valley. It's great to have a system like that. There are people that come to visit us from out of the country, out of state, and they're very impressed with the bus system and how it's fare free. And we've been able to maintain that. We had to go back and revisit that on a number of occasions. We hired people that were experts in that field. And I think we've done that at least two or three times, but we've remained fair free. Now we've reached a point in the history, or in the transit industry, where fare free is starting to take hold among other systems. I mean, look at the news on UTA. They tried it in February. It worked really well. I mean, it was in the pandemic, but, and now here we are. They're actually doing a study on taking it fare free. In their position, it cost them $3 million a month, what the news people said. So, just a note, we never wanted to be all things to all people. For those who depend on Cache Valley Transit, and for those who choose to ride it, we wanted to serve them as well as possible. And I think we've achieved that. And so, anyway, I'll end it on that. Rather than just, I guess if you have any questions, you're free to ask. But otherwise, I thank you for your time.
Thanks, Mike. He is a founding board member. He spoke at the 25-year anniversary. Speaks at the 30-year anniversary. He just keeps getting better looking. So now we're going to turn some time over to Todd Blumer, our CEO and general manager, for a look back at the 30 years of service.
Okay, I'll pull this up. So I really appreciate Patrick that. He's concise to the point, and we've got about 5, 6 minutes, 7 minutes to go through 30 years, which is really hard. Mike did a great job of really covering things. So yeah, I gotta pull this out here so I can at least see my slides. But so we're gonna try to cover 30 years in 5, 6 minutes, which is really, really tough, but we'll give it our best shot. If I can get my technology to work. Can I get another? Oh, there we go. All right. So these are our first motorhomes. They were great, but they weren't up to the muster. With the loads that we were carrying, even from the beginning, they were definitely out of their league. And we had such big loads that we actually went backwards. These buses were probably 1992s, and then we went and bought some 1960s flexible buses that were ski buses in Colorado that actually could haul a bigger load just to deal with things. And then we graduated to these medium-duty Eldorados, and they were a little upgrade. The first buses had one door, so you can imagine having to wait for people to get out. It's like an elevator to get on and off. And then these Eldorados, they actually had two doors, and so you could exit out the back and get onto the front. It really improved efficiency. And then you see the buses that we have today, actual heavy-duty transit buses. They're designed for public transit. They have low floors, so it's easy for the public to get on. If we look at this, this is the facility that we had. We had a literal storage shed out there on 14th North. It's still there, a storage building. Literally, I grew up as a driver, right? I started as a driver in 93, and the mirrors were parked literally an inch apart, and I could get out the door and then squeeze between the buses. Obviously, now I couldn't do that. So a lot's changed, including myself. And you can see this is the place out on 14th North, about 6 West, where the buses would park, and then we'd pull them in the shed. This is what we currently have. There's space for us to park the buses, and we're in the design of a new facility that will even be better. So again, this was the office space too. So you can see that we had two small offices and then a very small break area inside the storage unit. Now we have this nice administration building. Two of those bays were for maintenance versus now we have a nice maintenance facility. This is how they maintain the buses. We couldn't lift them. The ceiling was too low. So that's Joey, actually. He's our operations manager. He's there on the creeper working on a bus. They're sitting there next to the air compressor that's extremely loud. They're working on the buses. You just roll your toolbox up and you work where you could. Versus now, we have a more modern facility with lifts and the ability to put the buses where we need to maintain them. This was the transit center. So we had three bus shelters that they placed out there where our current transit center sits. And so from 92 to 2001, we froze in the cold. It was horribly cold. It was a lot colder than it is now in Cashville. And so that was our space. Versus, this award-winning, beautifully designed transit center. And I was just out there today with Tom Jensen, who helped us in the design of this. And it's really done well. In fact, we were just talking about how well it's held up. So in 1992, we started with three fixed routes and one paratransit route. That was the service that we were delivering to the community. And currently we have 15 fixed routes, a bidirectional loop, a commuter route, five paratransit routes, medical voucher program that goes countywide, and we're starting microtransit this fall. It's been cool to watch. But here's the thing. I show all these things because these are the actual physical manifestations, right, of what happens. But these aren't what's important. I'm going to try not to be emotional, but I'm an emotional guy. But what's cool is the people. That's what we do this for. We've always had support. I wish there was more folks here, but we had an event today with a CMPO as well, which we had the room full. And so I understand, I'm asking people to come to two events, but because the CMPO is 30 years old today as well. So we did that today. But we've always had support of the community. This is the parade, right, Mike? This is all those years ago, that parade. Bus system. You might recognize a few people I do, but this is that little break room and the 10 or 15 people that were originally hired to operate the system. We've always had support from the community. We've had support of people riding the system, people using the system, people relying on the system to get to employment, to get to education, to get to medical appointments. That's something that's just fantastic. To me, that is the heartbeat of the system. Is that we're here with the people. You see some riders. And definitely we can't leave out the employees. the great people that make this thing work day in and day out. They're dedicated to what they do. When we were building the transit center, then we made an intermediate transit center behind Smith's there. What a zoo that was. It was fun. And then, you know, this was our latest thing back at the very start of the pandemic. We launched the Loop, and it's been awesome. But so for 30 years, we have some of these capital things that we can show, and we can see that progression. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it is the people, both that work for the system, the people that support the system. And a lot of people don't ever use the system, but they support it with their taxes. They support it with their helping their neighbors and the people that are on the system. One thing that's really cool, I looked today, we're about 150,000 trips short of 42 million trips for 30 years. That's a number that blows my mind. I know for our guests from UTA that are back here, you know, that's probably a small number, but for me, up here, serving a population of 130,000, the fact that we provided over 41 million trips in that 30 years is pretty cool. Because those are, again, all individuals trying to get somewhere. It doesn't matter whether it's for employment, which our latest studies tell us about half of the trips are for people getting employment, or if it's for them going through education, or if it's them just to go see a family member, or go do something social. Because all of those trips matter. All those trips are important to us really having a strong society and a strong community. At the end of the day, this is the community system, right? And so I'm just grateful to be a part of it. So grateful to the board members, all those that are here currently guiding the ship, and all those that have served in the past. Just thank you. Thank you for all that you do, the employees and the community. And I'll be done. Thanks.
Thank you, Todd. We're grateful that you guys the ship. You're doing a wonderful job. We're going to turn some time over to Sean Bushman to give a recognition of previous board members.
All right, so our board, for those of you who haven't been to a meeting before, is pretty large for a board. We have 19, 8 of them represent Logan, and 11 represent the county, and those 19 represent 13 votes. So sometimes we divvy ourselves up if we have to have two or three people here. But it's worked really well. This happened when two transit districts merged in 2007, and the board is mainly comprised of people that really love transit and want to make it better. And so it's been one of my great joys to be part of it. There have been four folks in general manager's role since the beginning. You already heard Mike mention Mike Winchester. After him was Jeff Straw, and then Ron Bushman, and then Todd Buehler. There have been, now we might have missed one or two, but we think we've got them all. There have been 52 previous board members, being 19 members on the board, not being surprised. I'm going to read them, and if you hear your name, you can just kind of stand up, you don't have to stay up the whole time, and then we'll just kind of clap at the end, because otherwise we'd just get into a raucous clap fest and enjoy stand up. And I'll go, it's kind of in order, but not necessarily. We'll start at the beginning here. Helen Roth, Cecilia Crowe, Cynthia Frontig, Jerry Matheson, Terry Moore, Dale Huffaker, Lisa Lishman, Marianne Warren, Aaron Dickey, Paul James, you know, I stand up, Paul. Mike Yancey, James Skidmore, Dean Hurd, Lee McDonald, Richard Heiliger, Lori Selby, Clayton Lichty, Larry Dunkley, Mike Law, Philip Yudkansky, I never could say his name right, even when I was here. Alden Erickson, Chris Gregory, Robert Bates, Mike Peterson, Steve Pearson, Mark Baines, Diane Bush, so we have Aaron Dickey twice, Sean Dustin, Fred Hunsaker, Ron June, Alan Leonard, Ron Hornsby, Tom Hogan. Lloyd Berenson, Ron Natale, Bruce Lee, Elaine Thatcher, and Craig Wright. Thank you all for the previous members.
Thank you, Sean. We appreciate your contribution to the board. Now we are going to have a congratulations from the dignitaries that couldn't make it tonight, some of our national state elected officials. First will be Representative Burgess Owens, Representative Chris Stewart, Representative Blake Moore, and Senator Mitt Romney.
Hello, this is Burgess Owens. I just want to take a quick minute to congratulate you for the remarkable 30-year anniversary. Cache Valley Transit District has been a leader in innovation throughout this country, by the way, it's very Utahan. And so thank you for the leadership, for your management, for being able to bring the community together in such a unique and innovative way, from your college students to your locals throughout the valley. So I just want to take a minute again just to say congratulations, keep it going, and keep up again the good old Utahan way. All the best. Take care. Bye.
Hey everybody, Congressman Stewart here. Some of you know that I grew up in Cache Valley. I still have lots of family who live there. It's still my home. But oh my gosh, when I grew up, or my parents or my grandparents, they'd be amazed at what the valley or the city looks like now compared to, well, even just a few years ago. And a lot of that is because of the, obviously, the growth of the people, but also the manage, how that growth has been managed. And a lot of that is so, to the Cache Valley Transit District, happy 30th. The years have been good to you. It's an honor to work with you. Thank you.
Congratulations to my friends at Cache Valley Transit District on 30 years of success. Since 1992, CVTD has offered reliable transportation to millions of residents and visitors. This fare-free service breaks barriers and connects the Cache Valley community to family, work, and fun. CVTD's amazing accomplishments are in large part thanks to your foresight and commitment. My office has worked closely with CVTD, and as many can attest, it's no surprise that CVTD has received many awards and was nationally recognized as the 2015 Urban Transit System of the Year. There is no doubt in my mind that great things lie ahead for Cache Valley Transit District. Thank you for your hard work, and thank you for helping connect the people and places that matter most. Here's to many more years of success.
Congratulations to the Cache Valley Transit District on 30 years of impactful service to the citizens of Cache Valley. The fare-free system you developed has undoubtedly been a shining example to communities across the nation, even being recognized in 2015 as the best small transit system in the entire country. Your dedication to strengthening the Cache Valley community does not go unnoticed. So thank you, and again, congratulations.
Thank you. That is very fun to get accolades from so many different people. We appreciate those board members who had the vision to create this, that laid a foundation, those board members that presently build on it. This is a wonderful thing. Yesterday, Todd and I met with the new chair of the Cache County Council, Barbara Tidwell. And in our discussions, I shared with her a quote from a 2013 survey of the community. I promised her I wouldn't share that tonight because it's so profane-laced, and I changed my mind. It was Charlotte. This gentleman wrote, "I am taxed to death. I'm sick of being taxed. I'm tired of handing out my money to some son of a bitch that won't get off his ass to work. I work hard for my money. This angers me too much." Now, maybe it's a little weird that we had the audit committee make a presentation at the 30th anniversary open house. We almost did. We debated whether we should do that or not, but but frankly, what a hallmark of a well-run system to have the auditor present at the 30th anniversary and say, the ship is being well steered. We appreciate this audit committee, we appreciate the finance committee, who serves as checks and balances for everything we do. We take the public monies very seriously. Cache Valley Transit District is funded by sales taxes. And so while we try to operate an efficient and effective, which is hard to balance those two, efficient and effective transit service, we also do it with an eye toward economic development, paying homage to the fact that we're funded by sales dollars. In our role, I mentioned our meeting with Barbara Tidwell yesterday. In our role, one of my favorite things I get to do is meet with nearly all of the local, state, and county elected officials. And we meet with them in two forums. The first is a public forum where we give an accountability in this official meeting, and we talk about what's going on in the service. The second is a very informal, it's a one-on-one, it's a listening tour is what we call it, where we just ask them questions. What do you hear from members of the community? What comes across your desk in the form of complaint or just comment? We're always looking to make it better. And in these meetings, I typically share a story of one of my neighbors, one of my friends, Timmy Budge. Now, I invited Timmy to come here because I talk about him so frequently. I'm here tonight, but ironically, it's his birthday tonight, too. And he didn't want to come listen to me talk. Whatever. But the great thing about Timmy, now Timmy was born 23 years ago today, premature. And he was left with some permanent disabilities that affected his fine motor skills, so he'll never drive a car. But Timmy goes out and gets off his ass every morning to ride the bus, to go to work, and to school. We love guys like Timmy. Guys like Timmy, you know, I don't want to paint him as something that he's not. He is just your typical Cache Valley pioneer stock who believes that he should earn his keep. He has every excuse in the world not to do something. But the Cache Valley Transit District provides him that opportunity to add and contribute to a high quality of life. And that's really what we're doing. We're helping people get where they need to go. We're connecting them to the places and to the people that matter to them. As we look at what I have this very big topic, where are we going from here? Here's where we're going. We're laying the groundwork for a much bigger future. We're building on that foundation that so many of you who are here helped create. This year we're starting construction on facilities that will protect our capital assets and make them last longer. We're deploying new technology that makes it easier for riders to figure out, how do I get where I want to go? There will be the day that's not too far coming where it's just going to be easier to ride in public transit. And we are laying the groundwork to get there. In addition, we're deploying technology later this fall so that we can get a sense of tracking and creating the most efficient and effective routes possible on our buses themselves. And finally, we're deploying a new flexible transit system that means we don't deploy the biggest bus possible, but the most effective bus when it's needed. All these things are coming together in that one element. We're trying to connect people and places to what matters to them. And that's not easily done, especially in light of effective and efficient and cost-effective and responsibility to the public dollar. We take that very seriously. I'm very grateful to serve with so many board members that have their heart and soul in the Cache Valley Transit District. I'm amazed at the vision and the courage of those original founding members that saw what this could be, and it's coming of its own as we stand at the crossroads between transportation and technology. It's a very exciting future that lies ahead for us. We thank all of those that have participated in it. And we thank those that are presently serving and will serve in the future. Thanks so much. So excited my work, I can't remember where we're at. So at this point, we're just going to adjourn without any formality. And then we have some light refreshments here. And I love